From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll hear from an Iraqi who worked for The Washington Post during the war about Iraq today and why he's now proud to call himself an American.
But first, there are a lot of questions today. After comments from another juror in the trial of George Zimmerman, she appeared on television, allowed her image to be shown, but only called herself Maddie. She was the lone Hispanic on the all-white jury, a Puerto Rican mother of eight. She told ABC's Robin Roberts that in her heart, she felt George Zimmerman was guilty.
The evidence shows he's guilty.
He's guilty of
killing Trayvon Martin. But we couldn't prove that intentionally he killed him. And that's the way that the law was read to me.
Maddie, also known as Juror B-29 in the George Zimmerman case, speaking on ABC with Robin Roberts and saying things that raised questions for us. Didn't the jury also have the possibility of convicting George Zimmerman of manslaughter, for which you don't have to prove intention? Let's bring in Emily Bazelon, legal affairs editor for Slate.com. Emily, first of all, what was your response to hearing this interview?
It's always so interesting to hear from jurors because otherwise the jury room is a black box. But this interview made me sad because, you know, it's possible she didn't fully explain herself. But what this juror suggested was that she didn't understand the difference between murder and manslaughter and that perhaps she could have held out for convicting Zimmerman of manslaughter.
Now, tell us more about that. Explain the difference. She was saying she felt he was guilty of killing Trayvon Martin, but she couldn't find, or that she felt she and the other jurors couldn't prove that he intentionally killed him. Tell us more about what the distinctions are.
Right. So one of the things she said was we had to prove that when Zimmerman left home, he said, I'm going to go kill Trayvon Martin. And that sounds like intent and also like premeditation, which is part of conviction for murder, but not for manslaughter. Manslaughter in Florida, the prosecution has to show that there was no legal basis for the killing. And so in this case, that all turned on the question of self-defense and whether Zimmerman had a valid basis to fear he was going to suffer a grave bodily injury in this fight. That's Florida's standard for self-defense. And so then the question becomes who started this fight and who escalated it. I think those were really difficult questions to answer based on the evidence, but I do think that the idea that intent, that Zimmerman's intent was key to the manslaughter charge, that is just wrong.
Well, just to be clear, some people think of manslaughter as, I didn't really mean to, but it just sort of happened because of the situation.
Right. So in Florida, manslaughter is a killing that has no legal justification, and that's where self-defense comes in. If you can show that you killed unintentionally because you were defending yourself, then you get acquitted of manslaughter. But that takes us back to this whole question of what the evidence showed about self-defense, and I think essentially there was a gap in the evidence, and the jurors interpreted that gap. They gave Zimmerman the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, well, we know another juror spoke last week. She had a very different opinion, and the other jurors anonymously issued a statement saying that they didn't agree with her. But these jurors coming out, does it mean anything? Can anything happen because someone hears someone say something that makes an analyst like you sad because you think she didn't understand her instructions or the law?
Probably not. You know, sometimes when defendants are convicted and then jurors say afterward they regret what they've done or they didn't understand, defendants try to raise that. But then the court has to decide whether, you know, essentially it's a very high standard. Would this conviction never have happened without this juror's confusion or this juror's regret? And I haven't really seen cases in which prosecutors have tried to go back and say, you know what, this juror didn't understand what she was doing here.
Well, you said it made you sad. It seemed to be weighing heavily on her as well. Let's listen.
I feel that I was forcibly included in Trayvon Martin's death. I carry him on my back. I'm hurting as much as Trayvon Martin's mom is. Because there's no way that any mother should feel that pain.
Now, Emily, CNN's legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin said this could be something that happens often, that jurors are sequestered and when they come out they realize that there was a huge deal and they have new feelings that may have nothing to do with what they could have done in the jury room.
Right. And I think it's also important to remember the intense pressure jurors feel. You know, she was one of six people. The other five people disagreed with her. They were making all kinds of arguments, and they got her to back down. But then you walk out, and you're out of the group, and you can feel a lot of remorse about having allowed yourself to be persuaded.
Emily Bazelon, legal affairs editor for Slate.com. Emily, thanks as always.
Thanks so much for having me.